Well, let's recap last night. We'll start first. Ryan, open forum. That was a little busy last night to kick things off, wasn't it?
Yep, so that's what the open forum is there. It's for the board and then students, staff, faculty, and public to give their input. And so last night we did have a group of people who came to speak their thoughts on the recent change in North Platte Community College head coaching duties. And so they're welcome to share those, and then they did. So we appreciate them coming forward, taking the time to let the board know what their thoughts were on that. And then we had, again, Gracie from McCook as our softball player and student senate president, and Sarah's is that student trustee. She's a great individual. Just give us an update. You know, basketball seasons are winding down. Baseball and softball are winding up. Golf is as well. Lots of things that are starting to pop up on campus as we get headed into the heat of the spring semester. And then same thing with Reese in North Platte, who plays basketball up here. She's the student senate president again and trustee. And so it was great. They have a good relationship too. And so for having them to be advocates for the students is a great. So just really appreciate both of them again taking their time out of their busy schedules to come to the board and share their students' perspectives. So we appreciate both of them. And then finally, Kent Miller, just kind of bragging a little bit. One of his his church congregation members. She graduated with I shouldn't say she graduated. She got her associate's degree at the end of her junior year. And she was recently accepted into the CAHOP program, Kearney Health Occupations Program, which is that cooperative program between UNK and the University of Nebraska Med Center. So excited for her to, have a less rigorous senior year, hop into the CAHOP for a couple years, and then head over to UNMC, and then hopefully we'll bring her back into our local service area to be a health provider. So we're excited for her, congratulate her, and again, she's the first junior to do it for Mid Plains. That's lots more seniors, more every year that are graduate that degree, but never a junior, so that was pretty awesome.
Hey, Ryan, maybe you can comment on this, maybe not, and I get it if you can't. Was there anything ever explained on what happened with the North Platte, the Community College softball, how that came about, or not?
No, we really can't comment at this point. So we just it was a decision that we made that we needed to make a change, and so right now that's all we can say.
Sounds good. Consent agenda, you did have a resignation that's going to be affected at the end of the school year. Is that right?
We did. So we love our nursing faculty, we need more and more and more of them. We have the space to teach more nursing students, but getting into nurse educators is difficult because they get such great pay at the hospital. And so Nicole came to us from the hospital. She's taught for us for, I'm going to say, 10, 12 years, and really just wanted to get back into that environment. So she's going back to be a floor nurse again, but we'll continue to be a clinical supervisor for our nursing students. So we will miss her. She's going to stay through the end of the semester, and then she'll head over there. Great Plains Health has been a great partner with the ADN program. All of our hospitals have been great partners, whether a clinical supervisor providing nursing teachers when they can. But we'll continue to work with them. We have a couple openings right now. I know they're doing some interviews, and hopefully we can hire a couple more nursing educators so we can continue to expand that program.
Action items, you had a few items for discussion on those as well, didn't you?
We did. So we approved the forwarding of the diesel program review to the Coordinating Commission for their consideration. So both of them are both the thresholds, which is you look at student credit hours per full-time equivalent faculty member. 275 is the threshold. We were 260 last year. It was a little bit of a down year, which brought us down. And then our graduates need to be at 10-plus, and that's certificates, degrees, and diplomas. And at five-year average is 9.6. And again, last year was the number that brought down a little bit, but numbers have rebounded this year. So we asked the Coordinating Commission to consider approving them. Obviously, they're very much-needed, mission-driven programs for a service area, high demand. So that shouldn't be a problem, but we have to have board approval before we can set it on. So board took action on that. And then we did approve the purchase of a truck simulator. So as you know, we've been continuing to expand our CDL trucking, both Class A, Class B bus passenger, and then hazmat endorsements. And so we've taught those classes in North Platte, McCook, Ogallala, Broken Bow, and Valentine, and continuing to expand those. But we brought a truck simulator to help really save on the wear and tear. When you get new drivers into the trucks for the first time that maybe had never driven it, there's a lot of wear and tear on the transfer cases and the clutches if they have not learned how to shift properly. previously or have had experience. And so this will help alleviate some of that wear and tear, should extend the life of our trucks, and really help students know if this is a career field they wanted to jump into. So board did ask us last night to strongly consider putting it in a mobile trailer so we can take it around, and I think we're all supportive of that. And so we'll see what we can do to get it in a temperature controlled trailer. We can bring it out the road to our schools, to our business and industries, and let potential CDL people have an opportunity. But again, CDL has been great in the last year, and we just see it continue to just blow the doors off with all the transportation and logistics companies that are in the area.
Then you had, I do believe, two other purchases as well.
We did purchase a 2021 Freightliner 36-passenger bus from Davie Coach in McCook. It cost $172,000. So we did have bids come in last fall, and then we really thought they were a little bit high. So we rebid it again this spring, and we had a couple. We had a new option. We had an option of a little bit bigger bus, and then we had this bus, and this one was about $100,000 less than the other two. It's a 2021. It'll have about 17,000 miles when it comes off of lease, but we'll have the remainder of the factory warranty. The factory warranties and some extended warranties that we could purchase if we want to, but should have it by May. It'll be a good addition to the fleet there at McCook for the McCook athletic teams. And then the last item that we purchased was some new network servers, so upgrading the technology, making sure that our networks are continue to be reliable and secure. And so Riverside Technologies was able to provide that those services. So that ended up with the action items for the night.
And then a couple of reports as well.
We did. So Brian Obert, Dean of Student Life, and Bobby Mullenkamp, Director of Student Success, both tag-teamed an enrollment and retention report. And some of the highlights, obviously, enrollment's up compared to last year. So by about 2.5% in the fall, and just a little bit up this spring. So overall, we're anticipating about a 2% total increase in enrollment compared to last year, which is always good. Retention rates, looking at fall-to-fall retention, we were at the top of our IPEDS peer group of about 15 like institutions at about 71%. So about more than seven out of every 10 students who start in the fall will return the next fall. And so that keeps them on the track for graduation, which is awesome. And then our graduation rate continues to hover in the mid-40s, which is awesome. Across the country, the National Average for Community College is about 34%. And so we like that our graduation rate's in the mid-40s. Our transfer rate for those that came with no intention of graduating but to transfer is in the mid-teens. And so about 60 to 63% of our students are successful each year in what they chose to do, whether it be graduate or to transfer to a four-year. So those are all good news that came from that report.
And then anything on the cabinet reports?
Legislation, there's not a lot going on this year that we're really watching closely, a lot, not like last year. And so there's a lot of senators who have introduced changes to current scholarship programs or new scholarship programs really geared to helping community college students. And so the Career Scholarship was one that students were, first-time students could apply for up to $5,000 for their cost of education at community colleges, and we asked them to move that to $15,000 to help cover room and board, and then you get the trade, some of the tools and other expenses. And so there is, as Senator Merman actually, who represents Red Willow County, and his education chair has sponsored that bill for us to make it in line with the state colleges and universities to allow for those additional costs to be borne. And so we also were able to get it the first rendition when it was approved last year would not allow dual credit students to qualify because they wouldn't be a first time in college. And so we were able to get language in there so our dual credit students will be eligible moving forward as well. So there's some of those, and there's a couple others that are just for trades in general, $2,500 scholarships for up to 400 students in the trades that are out there. So we continue to watch those and support those. And again, the students that are looking to go back to college, please apply, fill out your FAFSAs, and then we'll see what we can do both in institutional aid, our local foundations and other organizations that provide the local scholarships, and then obviously any state dollars that are coming forward.
Daniel, have anything for us this morning?
And Ryan kind of touched on it. The scholarship application is open for the 24-25 academic year. $1 million worth of funds in academic and program-focused areas is available. For more information, visit our website at mpcc.edu. And the deadline for that scholarship application is March 15th.
Hard to believe. Starting to think about the summer months, guys, and then eventually right into the fall and another season next fall.
It's coming quick. Yep.
Next meeting will become for the March meeting, March 20th in North Platte. Is that right?
That is right. And then in April, we'll be in McCook.
All right. East Campus, I know Kelly keeps us updated every now and then on that. Is that coming up, coming along pretty good?
It really is. You know, they had to do additional shoring once they got into some of the basement load-bearing walls and the removal and adjustments, and they got that done. And so I know that we toured it last Wednesday. They had a little bit of concrete work to repair the floor of the basement. After they did some plumbing, and after that, Mike told me that they were really moving with framing the basement. So, yeah, it's they got a lot going. You can see from the street initially. They've moved to the inside. I know with the weather turning, I know they're starting to do some more exterior work too. So sometime probably later this spring or over the summer, they'll tear into that parking lot and get that resurfaced, and it'll really be coming together. And hopefully, knock on wood, we'd like to have it turned over to us about Christmas time. They're still at the end of January, but I know with the good weather, they made up a couple weeks, so we'll continue to hope they make up a couple weeks.